From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Bob Nelson. The Huntsman Cancer Institute will receive $29 million in grant funding for the next 7 years after being designated a comprehensive cancer center. It comes from the National Cancer Institute and represents an increase in funding from the National Institute of about 84% compared to previous years. The Huntsman Institute has been a comprehensive center since 2015, which is the highest federal designation a cancer research organization can receive. Taylorsville Judge Michael Kwan has died. His family found him unresponsive at home Tuesday morning. They later released a statement saying they are deeply saddened by his sudden death, but they have no further information on his death. Kwan served in Taylorsville since 1998 and is credited with starting one of the first DUI and drug courts in the nation. Last year, he was suspended for 6 months after making anti-Trump comments on social media. 62% of households in Utah have completed the 2020 census, but that number drops below 10% on the Navajo Nation. From KUER's Southeast News Bureau, Kate Gretzinger reports that COVID-19 is partially to blame for that low response rate.
Census workers started delivering self-response packets to homes on reservations across the country in March, but had to stop just 3 days in because of COVID-19. Kathy Lacey with the Census Bureau says that has contributed to low response rates in many tribal nations.
We once again began delivering questionnaires in May, and some of our tribal nations, we are still continuing with that.
Residents of the Navajo Nation can't fill out the census until they receive a packet with an ID number delivered to their door. And around 20% of the 76,000 households on the reservation still have not received them. Arben Mitchell is in charge of the census on Navajo, and he urged members of the nation to fill out their questionnaires during a Facebook Live event earlier this month.
We need to increase our numbers. This is the very first time doing census that we can self-respond.
Starting August 11th, the Bureau will begin sending workers to households that have not completed the census to help residents fill out the questionnaire. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.
Utah Representative Candace Perucci tweeted Monday night that she and her family have COVID-19 and are quarantining at home. She said that she, her husband, and their one-year-old son have symptoms, including loss of taste, cough, chills, fever, and congestion. More than 35,000 people in Utah have tested positive for COVID-19 since early March, and Utah public health officials announced 486 new cases Tuesday. Over the past week, there's been an average of 610 new cases per day. Governor Gary Herbert said he wanted to get that number below 500 by August 1st, or he may implement stricter social distancing measures, including mandating face coverings in public. While races in Utah's June primary election have been decided for more than a week, counties across the state are finalizing results Tuesday. KUER's Sonia Hudson has more.
The final tallies confirmed races that had already been called. Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox won the Republican primary for governor. Former NFL player Burgess Owens is the party's nominee for the 4th Congressional District, and former U.S. Foreign Service officer Blake Moore is the GOP's candidate in the 1st Congressional District. Overall, turnout increased dramatically compared to the past two primaries. The number of ballots cast in the GOP gubernatorial primary doubled from 2016, and nearly twice as many ballots were cast in the Democratic primary for the 1st Congressional District compared to 2018. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
And President Trump's nominee for head of the Bureau of Land Management is facing renewed pushback and a lawsuit. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck has more on the new pick.
Montana's Steve Bullock filed the lawsuit to block William Perry Penley from acting as the BLM's director. The Democratic governor and Senate hopeful says it's illegal for Penley to do this without Senate confirmation. Administration officials responded that Penley wasn't officially named acting director. Still, the BLM's website does say he's using that authority. Democratic senators from Montana and Nevada also held a press call Tuesday, voicing concerns about Penley's opposition to federally owned land. Harry Barnes is the immediate past chairman of the Blackfeet tribe. He was on that call.
The man has absolutely no regard for tribal sovereignty, and he has no idea what consultation means with regards to Native American tribes.
In light of the recent bipartisan passage of landmark environmental legislation, some conservationists are hopeful the Senate won't confirm Penley. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
You're listening to KUER News. I'm Bob Nelson.